Jay, but hold on just a second. You're using some figures that you just heard from the budget committee.
No, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You want to know the first time I ever heard the number 12 to 13%? It was when I was running for office, and I would get phone call after phone call saying, we just want to warn you that what you're going into, we want to tell you what the budget is going to be next year. We want to tell you that we're talking about a budget that would approach 15%. That's the first time I hear the 12 to 13% numbers. I'm not listening to the budget committee on an issue like this.
The numbers are not careful.
But I think it's important, even if we don't like the style of the messenger, don't ignore the substance. And there's been a concern in this town now for months, if not going back a year, as to where we were going with this budget for the next fiscal year. And the financial meltdown that we've had in this state has just made the thing far worse, and has a lot more concern, as I'm sure you know from talking to people, a lot more concern in the community. The bottom line is, I certainly hope the budget committee is absolutely wrong in their preliminary numbers, because this town and the people in this town couldn't possibly afford a 12 to 13% tax rate increase. That's why I want to make it clear that what we're sending over there are not the final numbers. I don't want to frighten people and intimidate who are going to be thinking, well, now they've adopted the numbers of the budget committee, and we're stuck with the 12 to 13% tax rate.